From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, Bleed Blue Show, Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum Summer League episode. About a half hour from the start of this episode, the Knicks will be in session versus the Lakers out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. BleedBlueShow.com is our website, audio archive episodes, iTunes, podcasts for public tuning, and Stitcher apps. So we're going to talk about the earthquake game on last Friday versus the Pelicans. We could talk about the overtime game versus the Suns. We could talk about the game recently versus the Raptors. The Knicks simply got outplayed, but you saw a little bit of better signs of R.J. Barrett in the third game versus the Raptors. We got a lot to talk about with the rookies. We can talk about Iggy. We can talk about Wooten. We can talk about the effort. But nonetheless, man, we're going to get the guys on right now in the order that they call. But, of course, starting with Avenue's Forum, Knickerbocker Avenue, our source for the streets for our New York Knicks, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and also representing Knicks Omni Fan. Avenue, how you doing, sir? How's everything?
Good evening, boss. I hope you enjoyed the 4th of July. And, man, it's been an interesting couple of weeks now, you know, with us being on hiatus since the last time we spoke. Because, I mean, yeah, I know we want to talk Summer League. We want to talk about R.J. Barrett. We want to talk about Iggy. We want to talk about everybody. But, I mean, come on. Let's pick up where we also left off. When we spoke last, you know, free agency had not even started, and then the hoopla happened, and it's been, you know, obviously, you know, some fans have gone through a roller coaster of emotions. Some of them got, you know, just go straight 180 from, you know, being extremely disappointed to completely, you know, nonchalant. I mean, all the free agents that we signed, it's, you know, we got a lot to cover, not just the Summer League, but obviously we want to touch base on those as well.
All right, you're absolutely correct. We'll get the stakeholders on, Av, and then we're going to fire away with you on any area you would like to discuss with the Summer League, free agency, so on and so forth. You're right, man. We haven't talked since before the bye week, so we'll get all the stakeholders on and get their thoughts when it comes to that. We'll get some little bit of roll call time. We'll get Dominic on. Say hello, Dom, to the people, Donato DP. What's up, my man? How's everything?
Good evening, Steve. Knickerbocker Ave. My man, ain't heard from you in a while.
All right. Shout outs to Ave. Let's bring on Chandler. Chandler, say hello to the people. How's everything, man?
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up, Ave? Congratulations on the new addition to the family coming.
Thank you so much.
I was going to appreciate that. Okay, there we go. I was like, oh, there's a little delay here. Shout out to Chandler. Let's see, bringing on, I forgot the brother's name. 6538. What's going on, bro?
You forgot about the great In the Paint podcaster, the great
In the Paint,
R.
that's
Jones.
What it was. What's going on, man? How's everything, man?
Everything is good, man. Listen, I understand that you got a new addition coming along. Congratulations to you guys. All the best. I'm doing quite well. And thanks for having me on again.
Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much. I appreciate
Sounds
it.
Sounds good. Cool. And before you go in, I'll take about 30 seconds. You know, the NBA free agency, you know, this speaks to the core of this platform. This is, at its core, this is a do your homework, think for yourself. Don't rely on anybody else to persuade your opinion. So when all these free agency news was happening and all that, I just sat back and laughed because all the pundits, all the guys who were supposed to be in the know and all the guys who said this and that, when it came down to the Kawhi Leonard thing, and I thought, Dominic, we brought this up on Monday on the recap, they ain't no shit. That's the whole point of what I love about this platform. We think for ourselves. We speak for ourselves. We have our own opinion. We try to connect the dots on what makes sense. There was a lot of moves in free agency. Some of it wasn't surprising, but when it came all said and done, when people were trying to break
quote-unquote news and just try to be the first ones to say they know something and they really didn't. That goes to show everything what I've been preaching since the inception of this platform over the last, 5 years. So, Avenue, I just wanted to get that off my chest. I know, Don, we talked about this on Monday just a little bit, but this is the whole point of what I be trying to explain as far as think for yourself, be your own individual. And this doesn't have to be on this platform, but just any fan that is out there is going to be listening. In general, think for yourselves. Avenue, the floor is yours, my man. Then we'll go to Dom. Then we'll get the Chandler and so on and so forth.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out. And this is why, you know, for a long time I was, you know, I really prided myself on that other moniker, you know, the source for the streets on the New York Knicks, because, you know, when you were hearing, all this hoopla for like the last year and change, I mean, it wasn't just like, you know, just this season, it's been since last season that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving were making their way to New York City, which they ended up doing. They just didn't join the New York Knicks. They went to the Brooklyn Nets. And obviously, you know, for a lot of us, you know, the initial shock was there. And it was rather disappointing because you know, with so many different sources, even it was very hard for the average fan to not believe it. Especially when you had, you know, guys on the big network, guys on, you know, bloggers everywhere. You had people on the inside. You had NBA executives. You have all these crazy, you know, sources guaranteeing it. And for it not to happen, it's a true testament to the fact that social media is basically just clickbait city. And I've been saying this for a while. I'm going to reiterate it right now. Don't believe the bullshit. If it smells like shit and it looks like shit and it sounds like shit, guess what? It's shit. And, I mean, come on. There's freaking – the first inclination should have tipped you off. There's something called tampering. and, you know, any kind of thing like that, you know, would probably get investigated. And, you know, there'd be some heavy fines and levies and you know, forfeiture of draft picks and whatnot. But let's just go to my initial reaction. Obviously, I was disappointed, not for just not getting Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving or anything like that, but what it meant in the initial stages for me. What it meant is that, you know, the aura of the New York Knicks, as much lip service that Fizdale and Perry and Mills and Dolan and everybody involved with Madison Square Garden and the New York Knicks, they were trying to sell you and providing you lip service on the idea. Now, I know that most people on Twitter and social media have said that, oh, they never said that. Yes, they did. They absolutely did. That was what they were banking on. They were banking on that situation. Obviously, the injury had something to do with it. And then, you know, Steve Mills tried to hide it and make sure it's, you know, to let everybody know that Dolan wanted to see the medical reports, whatever. But the biggest thing that bothered me was that the aura and the reputation that the New York Knicks have still haunts them to this day. They have they have 20 years of poor management and a bad reputation and a bad taste in people's mouths that should be changed every time we get a new GM or a new president or a new coach or a new this or a new that, and it didn't happen. So that was my initial reaction. Now, time has passed. I had to swallow it. I've digested it. I looked over, you know, the guys that we did get. We got Julius Randle, I think everyone here pretty much said it, would be an awesome addition to this team. He's a member. They got Taj Gibson, a veteran presence. We need some O-heads because we already released Lance Thomas, who is the longest tenured Knick at that given point. We got Bobby Portis. We got Elfrid Payton. There seems to be an issue with Reggie Bullock, and now he's renegotiating. Now Marcus Morris might be down the pike if he doesn't fully commit to San Antonio and he wants to come back. He wants to come to the Knicks. And then you're looking at the summer league, which is really fickle because Knicks fans are crazy. you know, at least the average or the, you know, or the true diehard can spot out and really put, you know, put together the spotlight for those who are fake. Because, you know, Steve, I'm sure you've seen it. Dom, you know, everybody, I'm sure you've all seen, you know, how many people were, you know, were shitting on RJ Barrett on two summer league games, which they didn't win, which they doesn't count, which doesn't mean anything other than just getting reps and some experience, getting them some minutes, letting them learn how to run, you know, the bare basic bones of an offense. And I'm glad that last night he was able to shut up a lot of his critics, because the Twitter sphere was gone. There was no, I heard crickets after, you know, his double double last night. And I'm sure that, you know, he can be able to, you know, improve on that and capitalize on the momentum. But I'm feeling okay with what's happening now. I'm feeling pretty, I mean, I'm not 100% fully optimistic. I'm cautiously optimistic still, because you don't know how these pieces are going to fit in. You don't know how Fizdale is going to incorporate all these pieces, but I'm liking what's going on. And to, you know, these brand new Brooklyn Nets fans, you know, from me, a born and raised Brooklyn boy from Bushwick, and as much as I want to root for the home team, but guess what? The home team is the New York Knicks. So fuck you. Good riddance. Adios. See you, sucker. Don't let the doorknob hit you with the good Lord split you. Because we don't need more fake fans. Because Kevin Durant may never freaking play again. Kyrie Irving will probably play maybe 60 games over the next 2 years. And you guys will never win the NBA title. I put a fucking stamp and I put my paychecks on the line. But until then, guess what? Let's bring on the other stakeholders, because I know I'm not the only one that's feeling this way.
All right, Knickerbocker Avenue. You know, to add on to that before we go to Dom, I did not see the social media. I kind of been a little bit off of social media when it came to the Knicks games. But I'll comment on that when it's my turn to speak. Let's go to Dominic. Dominic, if you have any thoughts on the free agency, Av's comments, and, of course, anything you want to relay on Summer League, from if you have watched any of it, and then we'll go to Chandler after that.
Well, first off, Steve, we had some of this conversation the other day. But here's the funny thing, Steven, we all been saying this, especially me and you, with this clickbait and the reading rumors. Now, we was on the phone before we went on break, and I said, man, wouldn't it be nice if the Knicks got Randall? I think Randall would fit in. I ain't got no sources. Knicks just happened to get Randall. Great fit, whatever. But this is the world we live in, Steve. We go over this a million times, too. Somebody writes something. Somebody passes it on, and it becomes law. No, it don't, because let's go back to last year, the trade deadline, and all the pieces that were going here and going in. Ain't nobody have nothing right. Who had Jimmy Butler going to the Heat? Who had Kawhi going to the Clippers? They throw two or three teams out there, so it's sort of like you really can't miss. But who had Ricky Rubio going to the Suns? You know, who had the trades before and after the sign is, nobody got this right, because nobody knows. This is the thing that kills me with people buying into this nonsense. Yeah, they had Kyrie and Durant going to New York. They just had the wrong borough. So, no, I don't buy none of that, Steve. I never have, and I never will, because, again, I don't live in a hypothetical world. I live in a show me when it's done. Okay, I clap, I boo, whatever. But I can't live my life in a hypothetical world. That just don't make no sense. As far as Summer League, I'm not really into that. But the thing is, even though Barrett had a good game last night, he's still being exposed for the things he cannot do. And I think the Knicks should just shut him down. I don't understand how the Knicks got 4 to 5 players on their lineup that actually played last year. You don't have to prove nothing. I thought Summer League was, you know, to try to get talent, spot talent that hasn't been picked or isn't in the draft or been trying to latch on to a team. You don't need to overexpose yourself. I mean, again, guys, if we watch the film, if you watch Barrett in college, he's not a good shooter. and he hasn't shot well. He had one good game last night, but the knock on him, and rightfully so, is his perimeter shooting. So let's shut this down. Spend this time with him in the gym. If you do it solo or whatever, you still have training camp, preseason games. This is the time that you need to concentrate on what you're going to do during the year. The Summer League is a showcase for guys that are trying to make a team, some other scouts in the arena. We don't have nobody like that. We have a couple of guys, but our roster is almost full. Barrett's a number three pick. Well, he ain't going to make the team. He already signed the contract. Let's move on from that. Let's just, you know, put that puppy to bed, and let's get these guys, especially Barrett, in a gym. I kind of like, and you know me, Steve, I always go a little higher. But as I started looking at some of the pieces they got, I'm not sold on the pieces, don't get me wrong. But I'm kind of sold on the makeup. If you take a Dennis Smith Jr., Barrett, Knox, Mitchell Robinson, and Randall, let's just say that's your starting five. That ain't too bad. Now we finally get to see the Triers and the Dotsons and the other guys coming off the bench to do their role as the bench players. They're not starters. We've been over this before. Okay, they'll show up when we play meaningless games, but now they'll have a role. So now their role, again, this all goes back to Fizdale, you know, the snake oil salesman. This is what he's got to start thinking and doing and creating now before the opening tip. We don't need a fiasco like we did last year from October to January. You're still trying to figure things out, still trying to figure out a starting point guard, starting five, rotations. This is the time to do that. And I said this the other night, Steve. This is what you guys put together. So there's no more alibis. There's no more alibis. The Phil Jackson era is over. The five coaches in 6 years is over. And like we said, whoever, you don't have to buy a story. With the Knicks, it's tricky because we talked about this all year, how they changed the narrative three times within this season, from building around Porzingis, then trading Porzingis, going with the U, Fizdale with the I'm here, they'll come. We didn't buy none of that. And guess what? Now we fast forward. This is what we have. But this is what you guys put together. Let's not get that twisted. I don't want to hear no more about Dolan. He gave them free rein to get these pieces they have. No kudos for the draft pick. That was a no-brainer, and you lost 65 games to get that, so you don't get credit for that. But, okay, everything else, you put this in motion. No more alibi, Steve. David Fizdale is on the clock. Tick, tock, tick, tock.
All right, shout out to Dominic. Thank you very much. Let's go to Chandler. Chandler, what's going on? Anything, your thoughts on the free agency period last week? If you have been watching anything from the Summer League, anything with the Knicks, anything with any other teams around the league, and then we'll go on after that.
Oh, Av is going to make me be that guy, I see. You know, the Nets started on Long Island, so I don't have a problem with the Nets. I had a problem with them when they moved to Jersey because I'm Jersey. Jersey is another state. So I don't get to, you know, screw you if you move to another state. I like what the Nets did. And the thing with the Durant thing is, right now you could argue at the time he got injured, he was one of the best or the best player in the league. So if he comes back and he's just an all-star who's won championships, that's still a pretty good get for that team. I like what they did. I can see them getting to a conference championship. Whether they'll win a title or not, who knows. But I like what they did. I like what a lot of the teams did. I don't understand why Oklahoma City started throwing a towel, but that's a whole other conversation. Summer League means nothing to me because the same people trashing R.J. Barrett are the same ones who claim Kevin Knox was going to be Rookie of the Year after three Summer League games. How'd that work out? So, you know, maybe don't depend so much on what Summer League does. R.J. Barrett is the same guy he was in college, a guy who can't shoot or doesn't shoot well. He's the same guy. I have a problem with the fact that Kevin Knox has not improved. I'll tell you that. I have a huge problem with that. And which speaks to when I was talking about the Knicks and their reputation. First of all, Julius Randle, you need to take number 30 off. Okay, I don't care if the Knicks are willing to give it to you. You don't get to wear number 30. And the fact that that number's not retired speaks volumes about this organization. Speaks volumes. How is that number not retired? Why are you giving it to Julius Randle? What has Julius Randle done to earn that number? Nothing. He shouldn't be wearing it. It shouldn't have been given to him. I'm sorry. And that speaks to, again, why players are looking at this organization and looking at it kind of side-eyed. Where's the player development? Why is Dennis Smith Jr. having to work on his shot with Chris Paul? Where's the Knicks player development? Why is Dennis Smith Jr., a Knicks player, working with a Houston Rocket to fix his shot? Where's David Fizdale? Where's the player development? Where are the people grabbing R.J. Barrett? Where's the nutritionist working with him? Where are all of this player development they keep screaming about? Where is it? And why in the hell is Elfrid Payton on this team when you already have a 21-year-old all-star potential young point guard on your roster? Why is Elfrid Payton here? I don't know. Because Scott Perry's been trying to get him, what, since he drafted him? So you got a 23-year-old point guard and a 21-year-old point guard, but you don't have a veteran point guard, but you keep bringing in all these power forwards who all think they should be starting because that's going to end well. Because they ain't going to take time to mentor anybody because they're worried about their minutes. And if Marcus Morris comes, he's not coming because he wants to play for the Knicks. He's coming because there's an extra $6 million in it for him. So, again, why are you bringing him here? Because he thinks he should start. I don't understand why they're doing what they're doing. I don't like what they're doing, honestly. I don't want Elfrid Payton on his team. Elfrid Payton, to me, is worse than Dennis Smith Jr. You already had a young point guard that you obviously are not working with because he's working with another player on his shot. The kid, Brazdeikis, he was a scorer at Michigan. That kid can score in a multitude of ways. He was a good draft pick. I have no idea what's going to happen with this roster. I know a lot of people love it, and if you look at it on paper, it should be good. But as Dom just said, I don't trust this coach. I don't trust this coach at all because he hasn't shown me anything that says that he can help develop any of these guys because I keep going back to the fact that Dennis Smith Jr. worked with Chris Paul, not the Knicks, on fixing his shot. That shouldn't be happening. That shouldn't be happening at all. But it's going to be really interesting to see what they do, especially if they bring in the 17th power forward. Because at this stage of the game, we got a bunch of point guards, a bunch of power forwards on this team. I don't see how any of that works out. Kevin Knox, I don't see any improvement. I need to see some improvement. R.J. Barrett is going to take a minute to get it together because he's not a great shooter. So if you're going to criticize this kid, then you obviously haven't been paying attention, so maybe don't talk if you're going to criticize him because this is exactly who he was in college. That's what you're seeing. So, you know, what are you mad about? That the fact, oh, he's having bad shooting games. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, bad shooting games in college. But I don't understand this. I really don't. And I know you're like, oh, he's always doom and gloom. Listen, man, I don't want Elfrid Payton on his team. I like Dennis Smith Jr. And I think that bringing Elfrid Payton here is going to hurt Dennis Smith Jr. And I don't understand the move.
All right, man. That is Chandler. Thank you very much. Hey, R. Jones, it was good, man. What's your thoughts? NBA stuff, the Knicks, all around the league. Yep. All your thoughts, man.
Well, you know what, man? Chandler just put it out there for me. To tell you honestly, I mean, he hit on all points of what I was gonna say here. So I'm like, wow, what do I add to this mix now? You get what I'm saying? But I gotta tell you, with the Knicks, man, listen. I'm with Chandler on this 100%. I'm very pessimistic about it. First of all, I'm not going to lie to you, and I know this is the Knicks podcast for the most part. I have to be honest with you. I'm not really a Knicks fan anymore like I used to be. I'm not. And who can blame me? Who can you really blame me? For we haven't won a championship in over 40 years. You understand? I can't even remember the last time this team was competitive. And it pisses me off. I'm not going to keep going through the heartache. I can't do it anymore. I'll speak about them, but I can't be fully emotionally invested like a lot of fans are. I just can't because I see what's going on. You understand? Even with this flawed roster, and yes, it is flawed. I said it. You know, my thing is the fans are going to keep coming. They're going to keep supporting. They're going to keep watching games on cablevision. They're going to keep buying merchandising. So in the eyes of ownership and management, they're winning because they're still coming in droves no matter what product we put on the court. You understand? And that's just what it is. I don't like that. You know, I think that you should reward your fan base with a competitive team every year. And it's not like it's a reach for that to be done because we're in New York City, the Mecca. You understand? Why can't we bring premium talent to this team? You understand? And fill certain holes that we have, not with signing 10 power forwards in the offseason. No. This is what I'm saying. It's so many different factors to this. It's become embarrassing. It's become embarrassing. This team is a laughing stock, or damn near a laughing stock. You understand? I just don't get it, man. I'm really, like I said, if I had any type of hope for the Knicks, it's surely dying out if it hasn't already. I hate to be a downer, but I'm just saying, I got to look at the facts, bro. I got to look at the facts. It is what it is, you know? So I know my little diatribe was a little short, but again, my man Chandler took a lot of what I was going to say, and he brought it to the forefront. I'm not mad at that. I'm just glad that message got out. So that's my thoughts. You understand? So I'll just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. What about the Summer League? You have any thoughts on Summer League in general? Yay or nay for it? Or you like it?
You know what? I don't like it. Let me tell you why I don't like it. Here's something that was put out there not too long ago when the Summer League first started. The Knicks were favored to win it, the championship. At that point, I'm done. You understand? Because it doesn't make any sense to me. You know, this is for development. And I'm just like, really? This is, you know, and they're funny because the way they put it out was like, oh, well, they're going to be, the favorites for the championship, you know, in the NBA. and then when you click on it, oh, for the Summer League, I'm like, okay, yeah. Just for that, you know, those reasons alone, man, I'm not into the whole Summer League thing. I'm just not. I'm ready for the season, period. End of story. I can care less what happens in the Summer League, just like it was said earlier with last year with Kevin Knox. You know, with the whole I Heart Knox T-shirts being put out there. And what happened? What happened? He was floundering, you know? He may have had a little bit more success in the second half, but still, the thing is, he was floundering. And that's just what it is. So I don't really put a whole lot of stock into the whole Summer League and the Summer League play. So I'm sorry if I'm not, you know, watching it, but that's just my take on it.
No, hey, no doubt. All right, let me I'll get on this, and then we'll go back to Av. And if Av has any questions for all you guys, we'll go ahead and put it out there. I'll say it like this with – let me go through all the points that you guys made, and I'll add on. Now, I think I said it on the last episode before our bye week, and the moment of once Kevin Durant – I know I said it on several pockets. I don't remember if it was on the Knickerbocker Avenue fan forum, but the moment Kevin Durant got hurt in that playoff game versus the Raptors, the finals, game five, I knew all bets were out the door. That was – you know, a torn Achilles tendon, that's a tough sell, man. I mean, all you guys have been watching basketball for decades, and that's the toughest injury to come back from, even if it is the Kevin Durant, who's a guy who probably could, and Dominic, you brought this up on the other podcast on the recap. I still don't have no faith in that injury with that athlete because we've seen all the workout warriors, and if you want to say Kevin Durant, he's more of a lean, skinny guy who probably could get by, maybe. But until I actually see it, I can't really put no stock into it. I mean, we've seen Dominic Wilkins. We've seen Kobe Bryant. We've seen all these superstars. And even not even a superstar, but just a good athlete. That's a tough injury just to come back and try to be somewhat of yourself. And the bad contract, Antonio McDice, Allen Houston, Stoudemire, when he left Phoenix, and the doctors at the time was like, yo, he's not going to be right, and Miami tried to get him, but the Knicks gave him more years and more money. So I could understand the rationale, and I was kind of on the fence. I was kind of for Durant. I would have rolled the dice, but I'm not too mad if they – were to say we're going to go in a different direction. Now, the different direction as far as all these other pieces, some of it makes sense that I like. We talked about Julius Randle. I do like that. We talked about that the week before the bye week. I love it. I love Julius Randle. I think he's a fit and a need at the fourth spot. But as the signings went along, after the major July 1st. To Chandler's point, like, I didn't understand the Elfrid Payton one. I didn't understand that one at all. And Elfrid Payton is a decent pass first. You know, he doesn't turn the ball over too much. But I didn't understand why. And then you have all these other point guards. What's your other plans with all the other guys? Is Kadeem Allen going to make this roster? Is you have anything for Moody? I mean, you have so many other guys that you could probably looked at and maybe brought back or whatever. But the Payton one was kind of a shocker. When you had Julius Randle, you signed Taj Gibson. Okay, you got a veteran presence. Then you went on and got Bobby Portis for that kind of money. I'm like, why? I don't understand it. And then a lot of these guys are going to be fighting for minutes. Is there a chemistry issue with that? I don't know. Now, going back to Kevin Knox, because I'm really looking at Knox really in particular closer. I know this is looking at this summer league in a vacuum, and we're not supposed to put a lot of stock in it. Me personally, I love the summer league. You guys know I've been saying this for the last couple of summers on this podcast. I love the summer league. It's for the fact that you have people, families, individuals, whatever. You have time to go out to Las Vegas. You could book your vacations. You could book your time around going to an NBA game at an affordable cost, even if it is guys who are trying to make the team. I think it's a good thing that the NBA is making this league almost a year-round league, in the sense of especially the college athletes that's going to be out there coming out of college. I have no issues with that. My only issue, remember, I used to say this even last year, in the last couple of years, I wish they spread it out a little bit more. To me, it's a little bit too much West Coast. I mean, you had the Summer League in Salt Lake City, Sacramento, California. They had, you know, a couple of mini games, mini tournaments, and then they go to Vegas. But they used to have in Orlando with the private workouts, but used to be on, you know, used to be televised. I wish they would have opened that up to the public, because then you would have seen a lot more people. You know, people go to Orlando all the time for vacations. It would have been a good money maker. It would have been good publicity, good networking. It would have been a whole. It would have been a win-win for the league. So if you're going to play with G League-type players, guys coming out of college, I don't see why not opening it up to each part of the coast. As far as R.J. Barrett, I didn't see that, Av. I wasn't really paying attention to social media like that. But to Chandler's point, I mean, this is what R.J. Barrett is. Now, what I did like what he did in the game versus Phoenix the other night. No, Toronto, the last night's game. He was attacking more. You know, he's left-handed dominant. He's left-handed dominant, kind of like what Kevin Knox is right-handed dominant. He was really pressing to go to the lane a lot more. He wasn't settling in the jumper like he did versus the Pelicans or versus the summer league team for the Suns. I thought he tacked more, and I really liked that. Now, Ab, I'm gonna go back to you. I really like what Iggy was bringing to the table. He reminds me, and I think I said this on the other podcast, he reminds me of kind of like a Joel Ingles type of player. He's kind of a throwback. He doesn't have blazing speed, but he gets to his spots. He has a decent touch. I thought he played well, especially the Sunday game. He shot the ball very well. I thought he passed the ball very well. Dennis Smith Jr. I know there was a little bit of, you know, I even put it out there. You could blame me, Av, because you know I was Dominic's a big Westbrook guy. I was a big Westbrook guy. I said even leave him. Look at that as an option. If you want to land a max player, because there's not really true max players on the market like that. You know, Kyrie Irving to me is not a max player. Jimmy Butler is not really a max player. There's only really like 6-7 guys that's true max players. To me, Westbrook is a max player. Not to say I would have made the trade, but I would have entertained it. You know, I'm not really big on rumor mill, but I would have put it out there for myself, Av, because he's a guy that, especially in the weak East, because that's part of the context of the dialogue where I was entertaining it last week. Westbrook on the weak East with the Knicks, you could actually win some games with that. But I understand if the Knicks want to go young and they want to build within. I get that. Av, if you want to go anywhere else, you have any questions for the stakeholders, anything else you'd like to add, what was your thoughts on Iggy, man, if you saw him play? Because I thought he played really, really well in game number two. Even the earthquake game and Alonzo Trier, I mean, let's not forget that they sat him, but he was playing his ass off when he did play. What's your additional thoughts?
Well, I really like what Iggy brought to the table. Joe Engel, I don't know. To me, he kind of reminded me of a taller. I mean, this may be a bad comparison, but he does have like a little bit of a taller Dan Marley. He has a really nice touch. He can't pass the ball. He does He has great court vision. He has a high IQ. He can rebound. I don't know. I really like what, you know, I mean, at some point it was pretty much like a, you know, a throwaway, you know, because Phoenix started, you know, to run away with the game a little bit more. But I really like what I saw from him. I did not like what I saw from RJ Barrett, you know, during that same stretch, because it looked like he started to really fade back, you know, almost like Kevin Knox, which is great that, you know, that the other guys talked about him. It's, and because it needs to be said, Kevin Knox is, you know, he should have at least developed a little bit more, you know, more aggression, you know, a little bit more confidence. He should have been attacking more like Barrett did last night against the Toronto Raptors. And that's something that he really needs to get back to. But then if you listen to the archives, you know, Dom said it, Chandler said it, I think everyone's pretty much said it, his motor is just not there. And it, you're seeing, you saw a lot of it during last season. You're seeing it now during the summer league. And, you know, it's something that he needs to, you know, to really remedy that, or, you know, we can just chalk it up as another first round bust. And, you know, and it's sad to say, you know, for a guy that's only 20 years old, I mean, you don't want to start, you know, putting labels on it, but if you show no strides towards improvement, you don't even have to make significant improvement. You just have to make some kind of improvement, some kind of progression. And I was really looking at Kevin Knox a lot, you know, because I wasn't expecting Trier to have like a crazy game, because we already know what Trier can do. Allen, I was expecting a little bit more from him, considering that he's trying to fight for the team. I think at this point, he, you know, he'll take anything as long as it's a paycheck. And of course, you know, you're not only showcasing your talents just for your own team, you're showcasing your talents for the other NBA executives who are there because their team probably played in the earlier game or the later game, whatever the case may be. So those are some things that I did pay attention to, you know, throughout the summer league. I'm like you, I enjoy it. It's just, you know, something great to watch during the summer, because there's very little, you know, very little to watch unless, you know, you're a Netflix and Hulu person and you play all your catch up that way. But I love the summer league system. I do agree with you that, you know, now that it's a summer league, they should open it up to other parts of the country. I mean, it's hot as balls here in New York. You can start having some of them, you know, in Miami or in San Antonio or New Orleans or, you know, or Chicago. Any of these places are top viable options and shouldn't just be limited to Las Vegas. Hell, you could even bring back basketball to New Jersey, for crying out loud. I mean, they're already talking about it. You know, they've been talking about it for a couple of years now. They don't want to bring a team back to New Jersey, so that's another option. I mean, this would be a great experiment for the NBA to try out, you know, certain cities that don't have an NBA team, to see if there's, you know, an audience there for them, and, you know, check, you know, if their fans are willing to support whatever team they put on the product. This is something for them to expand on. Maybe try Seattle again. See if another Sonic team can survive there. But the Westbrook thing, I was totally against it from the second I heard something about it, just because I don't think that it makes sense. Westbrook is a very ball-dominant ball. He needs to have the ball in his hands, and he's a very big personality. He does have an ego. He does have a tendency to be a bit of a troublemaker and a menace. And if you're the Knicks and you're really going for the youth movement, then Russell Westbrook would be the last thing you go after, because he just hinders the development of any youth. I mean, just look at what's going on in Oklahoma City, and how many young guys, you know, really get a chance to develop up there with him being there. So, but I guess my biggest question, to all the stakeholders on the line right now, is who on the summer league roster that's not on the NBA team, have you seen that you kind of like had a shot?
Somebody who's not on the Summer League roster that you like to see have a shot on the team?
Somebody who's not on the on the big ball club.
Okay.
Somebody that's not on the everyday Knicks.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Dominic and get his answer to that. Dominic, you heard Ab's question. If you'd like to answer, and plus any additional thoughts, our team around the league. I know you're a Westbrook guy. If you support it, but as far as moves, I know we put you on the spot on Monday with the recap episode. But anyway, if you can answer Ab's question, feel free. And then we'll go to Chandler and right down the line.
I'll answer Knickerbocker Ab's question real quick. Nobody, because my first segment, I played good cop. Now I got to start playing bad cop. Because I look at what y'all were saying about the Iggy kid. The Iggy kid might have been a good move. But now you brought all these other players in that are going to be ahead of him. You got so many like items that it's, I don't want to say insane. Again, now I don't want to get on the negative that I was thinking about. But, yes, it's insane. Somebody has some hope on, okay, granted, he's a second-round pick. But then you went out and got all these other guys, and then you still might get Morris. So where does this kid fit in? Is he going to be on the end of the bench? Is he going to be in the G League, D League, whatever they call it now? There's really no room for him. And this is the point that throws me for a loop when we hear we're going young. I don't see it, guys. I see Knox. I see Barrett. I see Dennis Smith Jr. and Mitchell Robinson. That's it. You went out and got all these other guys. So now you're going to tell me we're going to mix the youth with the veterans. And again, we're going to get into that conflict of who plays, who gets seniority, and hopefully we don't see the fiasco we saw last year with having tryouts until January. Again, going back to Fizdale. Of course, you know, one, I am a Dennis Smith guy. Steve, you know that. So, yes, the Peyton move threw me for a loop because Peyton's like Ntilikina 1.0. So now you still got that quagmire with Dennis Smith Jr., Peyton, and Ntilikina. What do you do? We already identified we can't get rid of Ntilikina for a donut and a coffee at Dunkin' Donuts. We identified that. So we're either stuck with him, release him, something. But at the rate we're going, we'll probably be stuck with him. So some of the moves the Knicks made, while I gave kudos in the beginning, as you look at it, there's one too many like positions. And on the Westbrook thing, the one reason I might have been in on Westbrook, other than being a Westbrook guy, is he might have been able to light some fire. And if he didn't light fire under nobody but Kevin Knox, I told you the other day, or once before, Steve, Kevin Knox is a stone throw away from me putting him in the boat of Jahlil Okafor. With that no work ethic that I identified when he was in Duke, I hate saying the word I, but I told you this back then. When the Knicks was thinking about drafting Okafor, he has no work ethic. He had no motor. You know, hopefully now that he sees the glass slipper coming off, he'll land a spot somewhere. But he has no work ethic. He had no motor. We saw this in college. When Frank Kaminsky had you sitting on the bench in the national championship game, should have been an eye-opener for people. Now, again, a lot of people don't watch college ball. I get it. But you're seeing the same thing in Knox. And now we're still stuck on that one and done. So those that are in it will say, well, you know what? Knox is 19, 20 years old. Where I look at it, where you're in the big leagues, put your big boy pants on. You either have it or you don't, guys. Let's not get this twisted. You know, last year some people had Kevin Knox being the next Bernard King. Let's stop. Please. First of all, he was 19. He was one and done. Kentucky did not go that far. Let's just stop all that nonsense. But he could have benefited from a Russell Westbrook, a Jimmy Butler. And on to the free agent thing, guys. I always say this, Steve. The only thing I ever want the Knicks to do is get an interview. I don't care if you land the guy. It's high time that we at least get a sit down with some of these people. And that's developing. That's creating this bitterness with Nick and Net fans. Dinwiddie said it best the other day. The only people that believe the Nick talk are Knicks fans and Knicks players. what Brooklyn is doing, you've seen this. Again, if you watch basketball, you've seen this progression for 2 years, leading you up to, you know what, we're going to go all in. And they went all in. Say what you want about it. You may not like the move. I don't care. But they went all in. They went all in to win and win now. While we're going to sit here and say 3, 4, whatever year plan. Whichever path you take, guys, I'm not going to knock it. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I've suffered long enough. I'm more into the win now. Sorry. And that's what the Nets did. And in closing, here's the funny thing, Steve. I mentioned this to the other guys on the other show. It was only a minute ago the Knicks and the Lakers were the laughing stock of the NBA. That changed really quick, didn't it? But we're still sitting there with this long-term plan while everybody's getting better, and we're bankrolling our future on 19- and 20-year-olds, and we're going to hold on to picks that may not accumulate nothing. You think about it, the Lakers gave up a bunch of picks. Oklahoma City got a bunch of picks. You'll never know who those picks are because guess what? The Lakers are going to be contenders. The Clippers are going to be contenders. So in 4 years, get back with me and tell me who they really got. It's a roll of the dice, guys, but I'm into winning now. Sorry. That's just me.
All right, Dominic, thank you very much. Chandler, can you answer Av's question on player who you'd like to have? Go to Chandler, and then we will move on from there.
Is he asking who I think should be playing on Summer League that isn't playing?
Avenue.
No, the question is that who on the Summer League roster right now who's not attached to the pro club do you like in Summer League in these three games so far? And who do you think we should give a shot to?
Honestly, nobody. honestly, outside of Brazdeikis, I haven't seen anybody that's impressed me on the Summer League roster at all. Not with the Knicks. At all. There's nobody I've seen. I'm curious as to why Ntilikina isn't being showcased in this damn summer league. So at least as a trade chip. I think he should be playing major minutes to showcase to try to get something out of that pick. Because you're going to have to get rid of him, so you may as well get something for him. But as far as the people I've seen outside of Brazdeikis, there's nobody that's really wowed me of the guys that they've been running out there. The Westbrook thing, you know, guys, no, I don't want no parts of Russell Westbrook. I don't want no parts of him because that's typical Knicks. Let's go get a name who's towards the end of his career. Let's change boats midstream and go from we're going to build to now we're instantly going to win. And I'm just not for all of that. So I want no parts of him. I just don't think his game is conducive to winning championships. If that's supposed to be the goal. Now, if you just want to make the playoffs, okay. If the playoffs is your goal, then, yeah, you could probably make the playoffs with them. But you actually talking about winning the championship, I don't see it happening, especially not when next year he's making $42 million and the year after that $45 million, and then the year after that $47 million. I don't see that. And again, like I said, for me, it's I don't understand why Ntilikina isn't being showcased to try to get something out of that draft pick, the second round pick, I don't care, get something out of it, move him somewhere. And, you know, I don't see player development. I don't see player development. And that's what they've been screaming since they hired the snake oil salesman Fizdale's player development. I don't see any players being developed. You know, Damian Dotson, honestly, I think should be playing in the summer league. Some of the guys last year who we kept asking to see, and we should be seeing them in summer league to see have they worked on their game. Have they developed at all? You understand what I'm saying? Have they developed? You know, has Trier developed a consistent jump shot? You know, has Damian Dotson gotten better at his game? I don't see any improvement in Kevin Knox. I want to see if Ntilikina improved even an iota. This is why I really don't like summer league, because what I think it should be used for is not. And honestly, I don't even think R.J. Barrett should be playing summer league. You know, I think R.J. Barrett should be someone with the Knicks player development people working on his jump shot, getting his nutrition together. But I do like what some of the other teams have done. I really, really, really like what Utah has done, by the way. I really like what Utah's done. They have done a tremendous job this offseason. And you know what? Look out for them and look out for Denver, because I think Utah and Denver in the West are going to be two teams nobody's talking about that are going to be killers.
All right, cool. And Chandler, thank you very much. Rob, what's going on, man? Let's get to Av's question. Is anybody out there that, well, you say not, it's for the Knicks perspective, or any player that you like to see on an NBA roster? Is that pretty much the question, right, Av?
More or less. Actually, the real question is that, is there anybody on the Knicks Summer League team that's not attached to the ball club that you want to see given a chance?
Let me just say this. I hate Chandler because every time you speak, he's just like, you're in my freaking head, man. I'm like, God damn it. You know, now I got to search around and add content to this. No one. No one on that Summer League roster impresses me. I'm sorry. That's just what it is. You know, short and sweet, no one impresses me whatsoever. On this Westbrook thing, I don't want Russell here in New York either. I think that's a bad mix. As you just heard my man say, you know, typical Nick modus operandi, typical, you know, get a name that's on the downside of his career, has a high salary, you know, it's typical. That's a typical Knicks move. We've seen, you know, come on. You guys have been Knicks fans for years. You've seen this. You've seen this play too many times. This would be a move that they would make. You understand? And it wouldn't make any damn sense whatsoever. It's not going to improve anything. The only thing it'll improve is more seats in the stands and more marketing, more merchandising. That's it. We don't want that. My thing is this with this team. Stop switching lanes all the damn time in your philosophy. Stick to a plan. You know, have a plan. Stick to it and ride it through. What is wrong with that? What's wrong with that? They can't seem to accomplish that. There's no type of stability in this organization. There really isn't. Because you're zigging and zagging out of, you're weaving in and out of traffic on a lane that you should be in. And there's just none. And it's sickening to me. And I'm not even heavily invested in the team like that, emotionally. And I'm sick of it. So I can only imagine what you guys feel. You understand? So, man, oh, my God, I'm starting to get a headache. I'll be honest with you. You understand? But I'm just – I really am. I'm done. My blood pressure is getting raised right now, but we're talking with this. But it's just so – it's so damn confusing, and it's maddening to the point where, yo, it's not that difficult. Just have a plan and stick with it. You're going to go with the youth movement? Go with that. Come on. And if you're going to try to sign free agents, you know, let's not have them past their prime. Let's have them where we need, you know, in certain positions, not signing 17, you know, of the same position. Let's not do that. You understand? And I agree with Chandler. Frankie needs to be out there showcasing his talents. Maybe we can get rid of him. Maybe there'll be a buyer, you understand, for him. So, you know, with that, I'm just going to, you know, get off the mic and let you take it, Steve, and ask.
Yeah, any final thoughts from you around the NBA, just in NBA in general, with the Clippers, with Paul George, the Denver Nuggets, Utah Jazz, Miami,
well, you know,
and then we'll get final thoughts from everybody else.
Okay, no problem. Well, you know what? I let me tell you. First of all, I don't care what anybody says. I love what the Nets did. You understand? I'm a big fan. I'm not going to front. After I had enough of the Knicks, I jumped ship. I had enough. You know, I'm loving what they're doing. You know, people are saying, oh, well, that injury is a motherfucker, whatever. I think he'll be back. Not this coming season, but the season after, he will be back. And even if he's a step slower, that still doesn't affect his jump shot. You know what I'm saying? The man's a scorer. You know what I'm saying? Jump shot, driving to hoop, whatever. He's going to get them buckets no matter what, even if he's a step slower. I think Kyrie will be good. And I'm not a Kyrie fan. However, when I say that, I'm saying the man, the key to the team, as far as getting in Kyrie's ass, is DeAndre Jordan. I really truly believe that. DeAndre's going to be a leader on that team. You understand? That's my belief. I really believe that. Utah, I love what they did. They definitely going to be a player in the West. And, of course, you know, Denver as well. I love that team, that youth, that nucleus. They're going to be a force to deal with. You understand? And I'm loving all of these moves, because especially in the West, because now it's open. You understand? I'm more excited about an NBA season than I have been in years, because I got tired of seeing the same matchup, damn near the same matchups, year after year after stinking year. You know? So this free agency, this postseason, and the moves that were made overall makes me very, very excited for NBA season. I'm so looking forward to freaking October and November. You understand? I really am. So with that, that's some of my final thoughts, brother. So, again, yeah, that's it.
Spectacular, my man. Thank you very much on your thoughts on that. Yes, sir. Let's see. Chandler, let's get some final thoughts from you, Chandler, then Dom. We got about 3 minutes left. So, Chandler, final thoughts, our team around the NBA, Dominic, and then, of course, the Knickerbocker Avenue.
I hope Michael Porter Jr. doesn't turn into a Greg Oden or Sam Bowie who's constantly getting hurt and never gets to show his talent. And Julius Randle, you do not deserve to wear number 30. If the Knicks truly want to be thought of as a first-class organization, they need to take that damn number off his back.
Yo, let me ask you this, Chandler, before you go. If I'm not mistaken, did Bo Bo go to the Denver Nuggets too? Right off hand?
Yeah. He did wind up there. And I think that was a great move for them. I think they're going to do the same thing with him that they did with Porter, which is basically redshirt him for a year, build his body up, get his foot right.
Right. Chandler, man, thank you very much on your thoughts all the way around on the NBA. Dominic, your final thoughts on this episode, and then go, of course, to Av and all the information from there.
One thing, I'm wondering if there's a stipulation that if you have more than a year or 2 years in the league that you can't participate in summer league. I don't know. I haven't seen it. That's where I think the quagmire is with Milikina. But with the final thoughts is, Steve, I've been talking about Denver forever, and the other Porter is coming back this year. They was a stone throw away from going to the conference finals last year, and I'm definitely into the parity. You know, this is going to be a year where you don't waste your money or be naive and think these two teams ain't going to the finals, and they end up going, and you end up getting sold by Mars. So that's a good thing. So that's what we really needed in the NBA, and the powers and the balance are shifting. That being said, maybe I'm going to put my Knick hat on too strong. The East is still open for 8 slots. You could count 3 or 4 solid teams that are going to make the playoffs. So this is your opportunity, guys. That's basically it. You know, I'm going to be a Knick fan, so I'm going to aim high. No, I'll probably get let down, but hey, it's a golden opportunity right now. The powers are shifting, and you need to shift with it.
Dominant, man. Donardo DP, thank you very much for your final thoughts. Knickerbocker Avenue, your source for the streets for the Knicks, and of course, anything with the Omni fan, final thoughts from you, sir.
Well, first I want to say thank you to everybody who jumped in. I know you do that, Steve, but I want to personally thank you, because it's good, you know, that crazy week, you know, of up and down emotions and whatnot, you know, this is a great way to kind of like put, you know, finally close that chapter and actually move on towards the season. My final thoughts are as simple as this. We know what we have. We know who's our coach, and it's knuckle up time. It's time for the lip service to stop. And, you know, for actual action being taken. So, like it was reiterated earlier, David Fizdale, you know, the clock has started. You know, last year was a throwaway. This year, you know, there are no excuses. Am I expecting championship? No. I'm not even expecting the playoffs. I'm hoping that they're at least in contention for it. But if they can make the playoffs, that would be – like a great first step towards the actual progression in changing the reputation and, you know, that moniker of laughingstock, and get it away from the New York Knicks, because it's been way too freaking long. I like what, you know, I like Kawhi going to the Clippers. I like what they did, you know, getting Paul George. It's this season. This season hasn't even started yet, and so many moving pieces are happening. This is the best time of the year to kind of like to come aboard, you know, let out your frustration, you know, get schooled. If you're not well versed in the NBA and the happenings of good sports talk, because this is the platform to do it. So thank you everybody for joining us tonight. Thank you everyone, you know, who's listening. And we'll be back next week, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. The bye week.
Absolutely,
past, man.
We so we can close. Yeah, because you know we're gonna be eliminated from any summer league tournament nonsense. So, with that being said, we can finally close the book on summer league, and we can actually start talking about, you know, the actual makeup and chemistry and what to look forward to, you know, this upcoming season. But nothing going on with OmniFan. I know the ladies are in Vegas, you know, enjoying the summer league along with Greg Armstrong and a bunch of other guys. So, you know, shout out to them. You know, buy the merch, theomnifan.com. And Knickerbocker Ave, Sangre Azul all day, every day, 24/7, 365. Yes, I'm still a Knick fan, and I will probably die a Knick fan. I say probably because my cause of death would be me throwing something at the TV and then getting electrocuted or some shit like that. But until then, dude, ladies and gentlemen, stay cool as possible. I know this summer heat in New York City is insane. And wherever you are, I'm pretty sure it's probably hotter. So, you know, stay cool, stay hydrated. And Knickerbocker Ave signing out.
Shout out to Knickerbocker Avenue and everybody else on this platform for the thoughts and their opinions. I had no idea the Gordons was out there. I had no idea Knicks Omni fan was out there. Shout outs to them. See, that's the point I was trying to make, man, as far as it's a great opportunity if, you know, a family or individual to get out of the New York region or whatever part of the country you happen to be, go to a different part of the country, Enjoy life. And the Summer League is really about enjoying life. The games don't count. The exhibition games. And I know they're having a ball. And, I mean, you see the Knicks fans on TV over the weekend, even during earthquakes and all the other games as well. I mean, I just think it's a great idea to showcase the untalented. I think the NBA did it right. But we'll be back next Wednesday. We can definitely, like you said, to get to deeper – you know, chemistry and, you know, the strengths and weaknesses of all these guys. We'll have some fun with that and some analysis on that from all the stakeholders, man. We got the football, the two division episodes tomorrow, talking two divisions in the NFL on a Big Blue Round Table. Check out the Yankees and Major League Baseball, the Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud, Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum. This is the forum for the fans. And, of course, Knickerbocker Avenue fan page, please give it a like and follow as great content on there, especially on Twitter and on also the gram with those guys with OmniFan and Knickerbocker Avenue. Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen, Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.